I've been arrested at least 13 times, in prison twice. I didn't start really getting my life together until 2011 when I was released. So anything from 13 to 33 is not, it's not good. It's not a good bio, but it's my testimony, so it's okay. So I basically started smoking crack when I was 15. I had my first baby at 14. I started smoking with my mom, and she introduced me to prostitution. And from prostitution, I ended up an IV drug user. So I just, in and out of jails, in and out of mental institutions, I was mentally not capable of getting clean, and I didn't have the support system that I thought I needed to get clean. I didn't even try because I didn't have anybody in my corner. Education-wise, I quit sixth grade. I quit in the sixth grade. Schools never checked up on me. I just was kind of like lost in the system. And so I just continued using and using and using. And I never really thought I had any reason to stop, and I didn't know how. Before I got arrested, there was a lady, and she said she wanted to stop me, and I had all this stuff on me, drugs, money, and I was like, what is it? What is it that you want? And I looked at her, and she said, I just want to pray for you. And then, so she prayed for me, and I said, can you just tell him that I want out? She said, tell who? And I said, whatever's up there, whatever, whoever God is. So she prayed for me, and 2 days later, I got arrested. I was at the casino, and they surrounded the whole casino. Couldn't get in, you couldn't get out. They had the freeways blocked, and I said, wow, whoever they're trying to catch is going to jail for a long time, because there were cops everywhere. And I realized that it was me. I felt it. It was me. And so as soon as I walked out the door, I just put my hands up, and they came from everywhere. And I realized then, like, this is what I asked for. It's like when the police arrested me the last time, I was telling them thank you. I was mentally, emotionally drained. I was going to die. And I just knew that there was something, that this just couldn't be what life was about. When I got into jail, and that's when I completely surrendered. I mean, my detoxification was severe because I was also alcoholic. I just realized that I needed God. So from there, I started talking to God, and then I went to church, and then I went to meetings, and then I got out and didn't stop. I wasn't perfect when I got out, but I didn't go back to using, and I didn't go back to selling drugs, and I didn't go back to that lifestyle, and I pushed through it. But I think I found God. I knew God all along, but I just realized there was something deeper than that. So I actually have my 5/28/10 is the day that I gave my life to God, but it's also, that's how long I've been clean. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for that are with me. Because I've been there. That's my life. Like, I've been there. I've been to the worst of the worst, and I can't. There's nothing more terrible than living the life that I was living. I was shooting drugs back to back to back, and I didn't know how to stop. And then I realized that was the valley of the shadow of death. And I realized I don't have to ever use again. I don't have to fear no more.